Chapter 2. A Great Surprise Hidden in the Chest at Grandmother's. The pilgrimage is a special seal on life's journey. Some years later, Yahya and Fatima were visiting their grandmother for the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah and to celebrate the Eid al-Adha. Things were different now since their beloved grandfather had died. At first, the children had been sad, but mother and father kept reminding them that grandfather had spent his life journey making his invisible heart beautiful, and that he was now free from this world of difficulties to enter the next world of paradise. Everyone prayed together that grandfather had met his creator with a beautiful shining heart. Mother then said something that the children wondered about. She said that his life of worship and kindness had been sealed with a very special stamp that completed all the good actions he ever did. She called this stamp the Hajj. She said that it was a special trip to meet one's creator at his special house, the Kaaba. The children wondered, what kind of special journey was this? Did grandfather really take it? Why was it the seal or stamp capping all his good deeds? One blessed afternoon, Yahya and Fatima swayed side to side on the porch swing, pretending to ride a camel on a great desert journey. Days were full of imaginary games in grandmother's country home. Suddenly, something extraordinary happened. A beautiful bird with red feathers flew right above the children's heads and into the wonderful library where grandfather had read them so many wonderful books as they grew up. Following the bird inside, the children spotted it landing on one of grandmother's old chests. Yahya and Fatima used to pretend it was a treasure chest needing protection from pirates. They had never opened it. The bird began to scratch at the chest, as if telling the children to lift the lid. "Does he want us to open it?" the children asked one another. The bird seemed to nod his head, and then, as the chest magically cracked open, he vanished. Yahya and Fatima remembered their grandfather teaching them that asking a question for real learning was like opening a treasure chest. Perhaps there was real treasure here. The lid was heavy, but together they got it open. Yahya and Fatima were amazed at what they saw. "Are these grandfather's special books by Imam al-Ghazali? Remember the book that taught us about our invisible hearts?" On the other side of the chest lay a kind of book the children had never seen before. "What's this?" asked Yahya as he picked up a heavy volume to show Fatima. "This wasn't a book, but a picture album." Photographs of grandfather and grandmother dressed in simple white clothing. Why were they dressed like that? Where were they on this journey? Many places in the pictures the children did not recognize, but one place they knew for sure. "The Kaaba!" they shouted excitedly. "Look," said Fatima as she pointed her finger at a picture of grandfather and grandmother in Mecca. Then suddenly she noticed a piece of paper folded like a note. Was it a letter? Upon opening it, she immediately recognized grandfather's beautiful handwriting. It read, "Dear children, we are on a special journey together. As you know, we are all polishing our hearts in order to go to the next world. In our wonderful religion, God gives everyone a chance to practice getting ready for this journey to the hereafter with the Hajj pilgrimage. This trip even teaches us how to act correctly in our everyday lives. Before your grandmother and I left on our Hajj journey, we first learned the meaning of making a pilgrimage and visiting the Kaaba in Mecca, as well as everything we needed to do before leaving home. We learned what we would be doing with our bodies during the Hajj and what we needed to do with our invisible hearts at each special place along the way. You'll be able to find secret notes hidden for you in this album of our journey, which will make it possible for you to learn some of the important mysteries of both the pilgrimage and daily life itself. What you will learn will be useful to you from this moment on and in your lives right now. Remember, we are always on a journey of real learning. One of the things that our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to tell you is that if you make the Hajj without any bad talking or actions, you will return as pure and innocent as on the day you were born. In this way, having a successful Hajj is better than owning all the things we want in this world, because its reward is heaven, which lasts forever. Because God loves us so much, He has made it a rule that every adult Muslim who is healthy and has the money to pay for the trip must complete the Hajj pilgrimage during her or his lifetime. You must remember to keep your heart humble and every action done with humility. Humility means thinking about God and other people more than you think about yourself. Choosing to make them happy first, never forgetting how small and limited you truly are. In fact, you are only a guest visiting this most honored house of God on planet Earth. Of course, God is not inside of any one place. We call it the house of God because He has honored it above all other places on our Earth. And it is connected to an even greater house of God in an invisible but absolutely real world with the angels. Imam Al-Ghazali mentions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that God will honor you as a guest when you visit the Kaaba. If they ask of Him, He gives to them. If they seek forgiveness, He forgives them. If they call to Him, He answers them. Don't we seek to please people who come to visit us? Remember, when your friends come over as guests and you bought them treats and nice toys to play with, and if they made a mistake like saying something thoughtless, you let it go and forgave them. God is the most kind of all. It is even considered a sin to stand on Mount Arafat and think that God Most High won't forgive you for something. So what would you ask of God if you had this chance to visit Him and be His guest? Just like being a guest, you would want to be on your best behavior. Many of the ways a pilgrim, a person making a holy journey, should behave are the same as in our everyday lives, which is also a holy journey. Among the most important are 1. Having the right reason or intention when you do something. 2. Not arguing or being involved in low or useless talk. 3. Being generous at all times. 4. Feeding and caring for those in need. 5. Not hurting anyone, and if someone hurts you, letting it go, thereby showing through your actions a more beautiful way of how to behave. Imam Al-Ghazali tells us a story which warns us against thoughtless chatting at the Kaaba. A person said, "One night I was praying in the Hijr when I heard a voice between the Kaaba and the curtain, the Kiswa, say, 'To God I complain, then to you, O Gabriel, of what comes from those who make the circuits around me engrossed in chatter and vain prattle. If they do not cease, I will quake with such a quaking that every stone in me will go back to the mountain from which it was cut.'" Chatter and vain prattle mean unimportant talk and showing off. These people forgot about humility. Dear children, let's learn these important lessons with some games and activities. Have fun with some of these ideas. And later we'll learn more together, God willing. Love, Grandfather.